Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here. Cardiovascular diseases claim more lives each year than cancer, respiratory diseases, and accidents combined. But there's a myth out there that heart disease is for men. In fact, heart disease has killed more women than men since 1984 and claims the lives of one in three women each year. February has been designated Go Red for Women Month, and this is an initiative of the American Heart Association. And joining me to fill us in on all these efforts is Dr. Richard Veenstra, a professor in the Department of Pharmacology at Upstate Medical University, who also serves on the board of directors for the Greater Syracuse Chapter of the American Heart Association. And he does research that specializes in the electrical communication in the heart. Welcome, Dr. Veenstra. Thanks for coming in today.
It's great to be here.
So tell us, what exactly is Go Red for Women?
Well, Go Red for Women is a public initiative by the American Heart Association to increase public awareness about heart disease in women.
And clearly there's some myths out there or misconceptions about heart disease. So what is the Go Red concept here? Is there a day that you choose? I see that the month of February is Go Red for Women month.
Yep. So there's a day, there's a Wear Red Day, which is always the first Friday in February each year. And everybody's supposed to wear red, and you can use it as a way of raising money by selling pins or getting people to donate a few dollars to wear red and dress down casually on that day. But it really kicks off the Go Red for Women month of February, which is also part of the AHA campaign to raise public awareness about heart disease in women.
So as we said in the beginning, that very few, I guess there's a statistic like only 20% of women believe that heart disease is a significant cause of death in women?
That's correct. And that's myth number one, that it's a men's disease. And really, as you said, it has killed more women than men since 1984. In fact, it kills one out of every three women, which is 10 times higher death rate than from breast cancer, which women are usually most concerned about.
That's a very important statistic. But there are other myths, and we were talking about that before we started today, that really do impact the way women see heart disease. Tell us about those.
So there are several other myths. One of them is that it's a disease of older people. And really, younger people can have heart disease, too. It probably, in certain people, begins in their 20s. So one of the things that people should do is once they reach 20 years or older, start having their cholesterol checked. So it can happen in early age as well as the risk does increase with age, but it happens in young people too.
And what are some of the other myths?
The other myth is that, well, it doesn't affect fit people. So if I'm exercising all the time and I'm young and I feel healthy, I don't have heart disease. There are young people that die suddenly from a heart attack, and then only then do they find out that they had underlying heart disease. So you can't absolutely get rid of risk just by staying fit and healthy.
There's also another myth I came across, which I thought was very significant, is that if you don't have any symptoms, you assume, well, I'm fine. But that's not always the case.
Yeah, that's not always the case. So some of these healthy people that are exercising all the time and don't have any symptoms, they think they're okay. Other people may have symptoms that they think are due to something else, but might be an underlying indication of a heart attack. So
we've talked a lot on this show, actually, about how women's symptoms of relating to a heart attack are quite different than men's.
That's right. So the picture that most people get is a overweight, elderly or middle-aged man clutching his chest or holding his left arm as it increases in pain during the myocardial infarction, which is what a heart attack is. In women, those symptoms usually don't happen. They feel more like fatigue, sometimes pain elsewhere, jaw pain, feels more like indigestion or nausea, and shortness of breath without any chest discomfort.
So those are very important to pay attention to. And we're going to talk more about what you can do in terms of prevention. The other myth I think that really a lot of people rely on is this idea of, well, heart disease, I don't have heart disease in my family. No one I know in my family has heart disease. Is that also, that doesn't prevent you from developing heart disease?
Absolutely not. One of the risk factors for heart disease is being overweight, having high blood pressure, not living healthy. The American Heart Association promotes living healthy and by staying physically active and eating a healthy diet.
So exactly what are the major risk factors then? If clearly these things don't necessarily protect you or, you know, from heart disease, staying fit, for example, or the fact that you don't have it in your family, what are the major risk factors we want to look out for?
The major risk factors are smoking will increase a woman's risk of a heart attack or heart disease by 20%, high cholesterol, high blood pressure or hypertension, diabetes, obesity, and of course, we can't escape family history, and also the inactive lifestyle, a sedentary lifestyle. Those are the major risk factors.
Yeah, so those are things, obviously, that you need to, if any of those are true for you, you need to take action in some way to reverse those things.
Exactly.
And clearly, you just recommended earlier that even by the age of 20, you should be checking your cholesterol. You should be having annual physicals with your physician and looking over these various risk factors to make sure that you minimize them.
Mm-hmm. Certainly at age 50, you should have an annual physical. In your 20s, probably every few years might be good enough, unless you have a family history for heart disease.
So what other preventions, I mean, would you recommend or are being recommended by the American Heart Association?
Well, they have several programs. One of them is really eating healthy. So low-fat diets, not too high in calories, don't drink a lot of carbonated sweetened beverages, and exercising at least 3 times a week for 30 minutes. And by exercise, we mean moderate exercise. Even walking for 30 minutes every other day provides significant benefit. So you don't need to train and run a marathon or race long races. You just need to get up and move around for a continuous amount of time, about 20 to 30 minutes.
There was also some recent research that suggested that even if you stagger those, even if you do it in intervals of 10 to 15 minutes perhaps in a given day, throughout the day or 2 or 3 times a day, that can almost be as good as doing a 30-minute stint of exercise.
That's correct. You can take shorter intervals if you have a busy schedule, shorter intervals of time to get up and walk around. And actually, that's one of the more recent recommendations is that you don't sit at a desk or a computer for 8 hours a day all day long, that they now know that there are health risks involved in just sitting there in one place for too long a time.
So just to briefly review, you don't want to smoke, you want to manage your blood sugar, you want to get your blood pressure under control or checked, lower your cholesterol, know your family history, stay active, lose weight, and eat healthy. Those are pretty clear preventative measures that actually are good for overall health, not just cardiac health, it sounds
like
to me. That's
correct.
So how, in the little bit of time we have left, how can women get involved in this program?
So there is a link, www.goredforwomen.
We'll have it on our website, too.
.org. You can contact the local American Heart Association. And there's a National Wear Red for Day site. Mm-hmm. Where you can actually look up a lot of information that we've talked about on this program. And you can also join in the Heart Walk that's happening on April 6th. The American Heart Association, the largest fundraiser for research and public health education, is the Heart Walk. And this year it's on April 6th at the Onondaga Community College. And the goal is to raise $500,000.
Well, I hope you do it, and I thank you so much for coming in. My guest has been Dr. Richard Veenstra, professor in the Department of Pharmacology at Upstate Medical University, and he's also a member of the board of the Greater Syracuse Chapter of the American Heart Association. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.